Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 10. In that day, the day of this vision, in that day each of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 10. Well, what can we make of this conclusion to this vision of the high priest being cleansed and restored? And I've taken it to be a picture of Judah coming back to the promised land. I've taken it to be a greater illustration, a prophecy of the new covenant and the gospel, the power of the blood of Christ to wash from sin and so on. What do we make of this last aspect of the vision? Zechariah 3:10. Inviting every neighbor to sit under his own vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty. Well, it conjures up to me a picture of peace, of contentment, of security, of tranquility, of calmness. The people are at ease. They can sit in the shade. They can have the fruit and so on there. There's a picture of comfort and happiness and security here. Tranquility, as I say. And so the title I give to this brief discourse is peace. Of course, it's a vision. But I can see that for the Jews returning from exile, this is virtually literal. I can imagine after the 70 years of captivity by the waters of Babylon, we sat down and wept. After all the rubble, after all the disaster, after the captivity, I imagine the citizens of Germany and Poland after the Second World War, and all the rubble and ruin and years of anxiety and terror, and the end of the Cold War and so on. Think of how people came into peace and tranquility. And that's what I see here for the Jews coming back. After all their years of sorrow in grief in Babylon, at last, back home, at peace, invite the neighbors round, sitting under the vine, in the shade of the tree, enjoying the afternoon. But of course, if I'm right, and I believe I am right, that this vision, as these prophecies all point forward to the new covenant and the gospel, well, peace is the great mark of the new covenant. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by the shedding of his blood, by union with him, by being clothed in his righteousness. We have boldness to enter and freeness, access into his presence. Peace, abundant peace in this world now, in this age now, in this time in which we live. There's so much sorrow and grief and anxiety. Unbeliever, there is no peace for the wicked. The politician's peace is mere puff. It's nothing. The religion offers no peace. It's Christ and Christ only. That's what I see in the vision here. Here's the hymn writer. Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. Can there be such a thing? Yes, indeed. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed? Yes, indeed. To do thy will, to do the will of Jesus, this is rest. Peace, perfect peace, with sorrows surging round? Yes, in Jesus' presence, naught but calm is found. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away, lonely and so on. In Jesus' keeping we are safe, and they. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know, and he is on the throne. Peace, perfect peace, death shadowing us and ours. Jesus has vanquished death and all its powers. He has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15. It is enough. Earth's struggles soon shall cease, and Jesus calls us to heaven's perfect peace. The new heavens and the new earth will be a place of peace for the believer, Unbeliever, don't you want to be a part of that? Now is the time to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved and enter into this tranquility. Peace. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within.